Jonas Gahr Støre is Norway's foreign minister. Mr. Gahr Støre, President Obama addressed the UN General Assembly for the first time today. I'd like to know what you made of the president's speech.
Well, I found it a strong message. It was new, I would say, in its analysis and in its emphasis from a U.S. president compared to the previous presentations by President Bush. I think that the main message I take from it is a very strong message on U.S. coming back to the U.N., coming back to the multilateral family out there on the global scene.
But let me ask you, he said that the United States stands ready to begin a new chapter of international cooperation. He also said that all nations have rights and they have responsibilities as well. What do you think he meant by that?
Well, I think, you know, the message he sent by saying that there were times where we were criticized, the United States, for going it alone. And now that we are not going it alone, you have to come along. And I think that's a good point. You know, there are still voices out there expecting the U.S. to deal with it alone. And I think the president is very clear in his message and in his analysis that even the strongest nation needs other to come along. The challenges ahead of us, ranging from climate change to nuclear issues to economic crisis, have to be solved in concert between nations. And that's the responsibility part. And that's part of the transformational part of Obama's speech, that we all have to go through what that responsibility means in the 21st century.
Well, let's talk about the responsibility and how the U.S. is and what the United States is bringing to the table. President Obama mentioned as one of these four pillars, keeping the economy healthy. He spoke of sustained growth, which is precisely what landed the world in the economic crisis last year, and combined that with the fact that Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, J.P. Morgan each paid billions of dollars more in bonuses so far this year than they earned in all of 2008. How does that make you feel?
Well, I think it makes me feel as it made President Obama feel. I think it's a terrible paradox. It's a shame. All governments, including my own, have now put out an enormous amount of taxpayers' money to stimulate the economy, and that seems to be pretty successful. But it's a major risk. It's building up debts. It's going to demand a lot of careful management. And then we see these bonuses coming back, probably the single illustration of what went wrong during that crisis of greed and uncontrolled accumulation of financial wealth. So we have to go back to our national legislation, to the codes between countries, to deal with it. And I think, you know, in democracies, voters will not understand if we don't. So we have to.
Another pillar that Mr. Obama spoke of was taking care of the environment. He mentioned the $20 billion U.S. dollars that he's invested so far in clean energy. But the standards for auto emissions that Mr. Obama has set for the U.S. in 2020 only meet the standard already met by European and Japanese cars. So when Mr. Obama is saying to you and the others in the General Assembly today, the U.S. can't do it alone, what were you thinking?
Well, I think he said another thing yesterday during dinner. My prime minister was there, that something which is we have to understand, which is obvious. You come out of 8 years of climate denial in the U.S., if I can put it that bluntly. And now we have had 9 months with a president who really talks about this, addresses this in the right way, has the right analysis. This is like turning a supertanker. It cannot switch around like a small speedboat. And I think the elements that the president is putting online here and his analysis is profoundly right. But still, the world will be waiting to see the U.S. turn that analysis into practical policies.
Finally, Mr. Støre, just describe for us the mood in the General Assembly Hall after Mr. Obama's eloquent and taut speech today, as it was followed by an almost surreal speech that lasted for well over an hour from Colonel Muammar Gaddafi of Libya.
Well, I mean, this is the world. You know, sometimes the UN are criticized for what we heard during that hour. That's unfair. The rostrum of the UN is for the member states of the world, and we have to live with those contrasts. I think we heard the most eloquent analysis, the most informed, enlightened roadmap for how to deal with world affairs. And then we heard afterwards the extreme contrast. And then if you sit back and say that this is hopeless, I would rather say the good thing about the UN is that you get the world as it is.
Jonas Gahr Støre is Norway's foreign minister. He was in attendance today for President Obama's first address to the United Nations. Thanks for your time today. I know it's a busy one for you.
Thank you so much.